I want to take a moment and give you an overview of everything we're going to cover. Now, here's what I probably know is, like, you've probably already looked at some of the lessons and said, oh, I really want to skip ahead and look at that lesson, or I really want to skip to that one over there. That one seems interesting. But I want to encourage you, don't do that. Work this process as I've laid it out for you, and let's go through this step by step, because here's what's going to happen. If you skip ahead or if you skip around, you're going to miss some of the key factors and some of the tools that I'm going to give you very early on. So later on, it may not make sense to you, and it may not be easily understood if you went through this as I've laid it out. So I want you to go through this with me. We're going to walk this journey together, and I'm going to give you everything you need so that as you go through this process, you're going to be able to quickly implement it and keep people from quitting your membership program. So having said that, let me give you an overview of what we're going to cover together. Very soon, I'm going to give you the top five reasons why people quit your membership program. Now again, I've collected these reasons from private clients and from coaching members and from people that I've been working with for a while now, and seeing what are the reasons people are telling you for canceling their membership. And here's what you're going to find out. They're telling you the same exact reasons. So we're going to cover those top five reasons people cancel their membership and quit their membership. And then I'm going to share with you why you must do something about it. Why you can't just let a cancellation come through and then just process it. I'm going to tell you why you have to do something about it and give you the specific tools to take so that you know what to do about it. I'm going to share with you the 7 convictions of running a membership business, because that is your business. You're a membership business owner, or you're the president of a membership business, or you're the director of a membership business, or you may be on staff at a membership business. That is your business. It's not just your niche. It's just not the services you provide. It is your business, membership. So what are those 7 convictions that you must have? Then I'm going to outline for you the 10 ways to rescue a quitter. Those 10 steps that you can take one step at a time so that you can guide them back from the decision of canceling their membership, and that you can actually rescue somebody from quitting their membership program. I'm going to give you the 5 steps that you take before you process a cancellation. Those 5 steps that are essential before you even process the cancellation. I'm going to give you the one tool that your competitors aren't using. I'm going to show you how to find out why people quit. Now, let me tell you, the reason people quit their membership isn't really the reason they're quitting their membership. It's not the reason they give you. So I'm going to show you how to get to the root of their cancellation request and really find out why they're quitting. I'm going to show you what to do after and what to do after you follow up. What are the specific tools that you have? That's where the majority of cancellations are actually rescued. How you can, even though they canceled, how that you can rescue them and get them back in your membership program. I'm going to show you why you need systems to keep people from quitting in the first place. A system, somebody told me, a system is anything that saves you stress, time, energy, and money. A system is anything that saves you stress, time, energy, and money. When you begin to put this in place, it's going to save you stress. You're no longer going to have to worry about those cancellations that are coming in, and do you really want to follow up with them? You're going to want to follow up with them. They're no longer going to be a source of your stress. Watching that retention rate, decline, it's no longer going to be a stressful moment for you. You're going to enjoy your business. You're going to have greater energy, and here's why. The energy that you have from people canceling their membership, I mean, let's face it. We don't like it when somebody cancels their membership. We don't like it when somebody quits our membership business. So as you begin to see people changing their mind and saying they want to stay with you, you're going to have a renewed sense of energy in your membership business. And lastly, as you see that people are no longer canceling their membership, it's going to increase your revenue. It's going to give you more money for your membership business. They're going to say, I decided I don't want to cancel my membership after all. So in the end result, it's going to increase your revenue and provide you with greater money in your membership business. So that's what we're going to cover together. We're going to take it step by step, and I've recorded these lessons for you in bite-sized segments so that you can go through them just one at a time at your discretion. You don't have to sit down for hours at a time and go through this course all at once. I recorded it step by step to take you along the way so that you can quickly implement in your business.